Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Ein donen lo as a shevet. We don't judge a shevet, one of the 12 shvatim of Klal Yisrael, where most of them did avodah zarah b'mezid, supposedly. V'lois navi a sheker, not a navi sheker. V'lois kohen gadol, and not a kohen gadol. El al pi beis din shel shivim ve'echad. Here we need the Sanhedrin Gedola. We need the beis din, the Sanhedrin of 71, that would sit in the Lishkas Hagazus, the Beis HaMikdash, the main Sanhedrin. These cases have to be brought to that Sanhedrin Gedola. And the reason is, the Rabbings, it's learned out from Psukim, whether it's the Shevet, it's because the Torah says that only a person, a singular person, should be brought El Sha'arecha, the gates of the city, but a whole Shevet is not brought to the gates of the city, to their Beis Din, rather to the Beis Din HaGadol, and Navi Sheker is learned out from Zakan Mamre. Zakan Mamre is brought in front of the Beis Din HaGadol, so too is in Navi Sheker, and also Kohen Gadol is also brought, the Torah says, as a davar hagadol yaviu elecha to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of the 71. And where it says as a davar hagadol, the Torah says the davar hagadol would be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, davar hagadol, davar shel gadol, which is the Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol would ever sin, and we're talking about not just every other sin, but we mean where he normally would have dinei nefashos of 23, and is a shaila of dinei nefashos, not just a regular court civil case with a Kohen Gadol, but one of the big cases that would be brought to the 71. And they would only go to war through the Beis Din of 71. This is learned out from David HaMelech, that he was Nimlach with his Sanhedrin, like the Gemara brings in Brachos. And a Melchames Rishus is any Melcham in Eretz Yisrael that was not for Kivush Eretz Yisrael, and also was not for response to an enemy trying to attack them. That's also a Melchames Mitzvah. If an enemy attacks, to fight back is a Melchames Mitzvah, or to prevent an enemy from attacking. This is just Stam Melchames Rishus, is where it was a Melchamah just to increase the land, profits, etc., etc. That you need 71. Ein Moisifin ala ir ve'al azaros al pi beis din shel shivim ve'echad. You can't add on to the city of Yerushalayim or the Azara unless you have a beis din of 71. This is learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah says ve'chein tasu l'dayros. Anytime you add on to Kedusha, to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, it has to be done just like the Mishkan. Just like the Mishkan was through Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was Kodesh al-Pi Moshe, and he's B'makom, the 71 Sanhedrin, like we said. So too, Ladar is the same thing. Ein oisin Sanhedrius l'shvatim al-Pi beis din shel shivim ve'echad. We don't make different Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Ketanos, which is the 21, only through the beis din of 71. Same reason, because Moshe Rabbeinu made different Sanhedrius, and Moshe stands in place of 71. Ein oisin ir hanidachas al-Pi beis din shel shivim ve'echad. We also only make an ir nidachas with a beis din of 71, similar to the drasha of the shevet, that only a man or a woman you take el sha'arecha, but you don't take a whole city to sha'arecha. Vein oisin ir hanidachas besfar, and we don't make an ir nidachas along the coast, because if we did and we destroyed the city, this would encourage the neighboring countries to attack when they see a whole desolate border city. And in the middle, v'lo shalosh, we don't make an ir nidachas, one based in the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim learn it means one based in can't make three adjacent cities in ir nidachas. Aval osen achas ushtayim, but they can make two cities next to each other. But they can't make three desolate cities right next to each other. You're not allowed to ever rebuild in the ir nidachas, in that city. But the Rav and most Rishonim learn that it's only dafka one based in. But if it's two bati dinim, meaning that people in the Beis Din, because it's only the Sanhedrin Gedola, so it's always one Beis Din, but it just means that if it's different people in the Beis Din, so it's called a different Beis Din, let's say some of the people in the Sanhedrin died and other people took their place, there, the Rishonim learned that you can make, the other ones can add on a city, even if it's next to another two cities.